Okay, we are back this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you're connecting with us. We love hearing from all of you on Twitter. Go ahead and join us. Follow us at E Radio Sports. And also you can check out some of our work, our podcasts at eradiosports.com. Right now, we are having a candid conversation. We're talking Pac-12 football, specifically the Oregon Ducks. And our guest tonight is Rob Mosley, the editor of GoDucks.com. And so before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the 2014 recruiting class. Who is on board? Tell us, Rob, we haven't talked about so much the offensive linemen that are on board. And these are some big, big guys. I have to say, when I started looking up and down, I mean, some of these guys, they're over 300 pounds. What kind of speed are they going to have?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to watch the recruiting process play out because, yeah, Oregon, on both sides of the ball the last half dozen years, has really placed a premium on kind of long, lean guys, big, tall guys with long arms that can move well in the spread offense, but also on defense and be really disruptive on the line. And this year they were not afraid to go out and get some bigger bodies. Now what tends to happen in situations like this is that you get guys in and they've got some baby fat. And so after their first fall, they've dropped from 300 to 270. And then they build them back up, you know, on a better nutrition program than they've probably been on in high school and with the strength and conditioning program they do here. But that said, there's been kind of a mandate in the last year after some of the really physical losses last year to Stanford and Arizona. There's a mandate for this team to get stronger and more physical. And so you saw that on both sides of the ball, with both lines, really going out and get some big kids. You know, Tyrell Crosby, a great athlete. Braden Eggert, a big tackle. I mean, these are 300-pound guys already.
He's 305, 6'7", 305.
And they signed a junior college offensive guard, Hantelli Lawusi, who, you know, everybody describes as big and physical and mean and nasty. And those really haven't been words you'd use to describe the Oregon offense the last few years. It's been fast and kind of razzle-dazzle and run by you rather than run over you. But they had a lot of problems in the red zone this past year. That was really offensively a huge key. I mean, their red zone touchdown production really dropped significantly. They dropped from, you know, like 15th in the country to 50th or something. And so they really placed a premium on getting more physical at the goal line. And a lot of times that can come down to your guards. You know, do you have road graders in there, or are they getting pushed backwards? And so Lawusi is a guy they expect to come in and, if not win a starting job himself, really get the returning guys to raise their game and play with a more physical, nasty style and make this a more dangerous team down at the goal line. Because, you know, you got to get touchdowns instead of field goals in situations, particularly, you know, against the better competition nationally and in the conference that Oregon wants to be able to judge itself against.
You know, and that offensive line position, it just seems like the requirements have just changed so much, especially with offensively what you guys are doing. But, you know, we talk about it's one thing to have size, but you've got to have that foot speed. And I think that perhaps a lot of the onus is going to be on your strength and conditioning coach to get a program specific for these guys to be able to, you know, to pick up their foot speed and to have endurance.
Yeah, you know, I think that's been a focus the last few years. They do a lot of plyometrics, a lot of explosive stuff. You know, they do a lot of the Olympic lifting, the cleans, the snatches, like that. You know, really focus on explosiveness. And they still want to maintain that because, yeah, particularly on the offensive line, you know, it's not just road grading at the point of attack. You know, you got to be able to, you know, chip a guy at the line and then get to the second level and get on a linebacker as well and really open up some space for the spread offense to work. But that said, yeah, they're talking more this offseason about, squatting more, benching more. I mean, they're real power lifts that really provide brute strength, at the point of attack. That's an emphasis as well. So going forward, it'll be interesting to see if they maintain sort of the same levels of explosiveness and sort of the quick, fast twitch power while also improving, you know, meeting that goal of you know, gaining just more brute power as well. You know, can you be both things so that, you know, whatever the style of opponent you're playing is, you're able to match them and beat them at their own game.
You are listening to the voice of Rob Mosley. He is with the Oregon Ducks. He's the editor of GoDucks.com. That is Oregon's athletic department's official website as we talk about the Pac-12 conference. Okay, so have you had a chance to visit with head coach Mark Helfrich? And he's in his second year. What was his summation about this year's class? I mean, is he excited about these new signees that are on board?
Yeah, I mean, every coach thinks you know, they met their needs with the class. They're always excited about the guys they got. You know, one thing that under Chip Kelly that really changed and that helps emphasizing even more is sort of character evaluation. I mean, that's what they're doing right now for next year's class. They're really going in depth. You know, you can't really be in touch with junior players that much yet, but they can be calling around to coaches and counselors and athletic directors at high schools and things like that, doing their own research online. They really do more extensive character evaluations than just about anybody in the country, and they're doing that now. So, you know, the class that signed earlier this month, you know, they really felt like it was a bunch of good kids who were going to come in, mature kids who were going to work hard. You know, I think, you know, they probably wouldn't say this, but, you know, they wouldn't mind taking a three-star kid who grades out at an A-plus in the character department over a five-star kid who's a D in the character department. I mean, they really think they're going to be able to get more out of that kid who's just a better kid, a more mature kid, a guy more willing to work and be a team guy and sort of buy into the team concept. So that's really important to them, I think, and I think that's a key to the fact that Oregon's been able to recruit, you know, as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. you know, signing maybe the 15th best recruiting class on an annual basis, but turning that into a top five team once you actually take the field. I mean, their performance on the field exceeds their recruiting rankings, which is, you know, which speaks, you know, to the coaching job they're doing, the player development job they're doing, but also, you know, the quality of kid they're doing and kind of the work that guys are willing to put in when they get here.
You know, Rob, that's very interesting when you talk about character evaluation, because when I was going through the recruiting reports, who is on board, that was the common theme, that so many of these players that are coming in this year in 2014, they come from great families. That's a big factor.
Yeah. And you know, another element that helps really stress is how many of them were like team captains. You know, so these are guys who earned the respect of their teammates and of their coaches to be designated leaders of their teams in high school. You know, and so those are the kind of character guys that you want to come in, because it shows that they're willing to sort of buy into a team concept and, like I say, and put in the work and set the tone and sort of be a positive example for the rest of the team. So. I think the track record is there the last few years. You know, there's some frustration around here, certainly, about not breaking through and getting to another national title game or two, and, you know, not having won, and, you know, against Auburn a few years ago. There's some frustration that maybe it's time to finally win the big one around here. But all in all, you know, you look at the results, this has been as successful a program as just about anybody outside Alabama the last few years. And you know, the character evaluation they're doing have a big impact on that.
Well, we're getting ready to relive some of those memories in Rob's new book. It is titled 100 Things Oregon Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. He co-authored it with Chris Hansen. But before we talk about that quickly, give us an update on Marcus Mariota. How is his knee? How's he doing?
I think he's doing well, yeah. I mean, you saw in the first half of the Alamo Bowl against Texas, if you watch that. I mean, he ran for 140 something yards. I mean, he was good to go. The month off in December really did well for him. You know, I don't know of any sort of lingering effects of the knee problem last year. I don't think there's any expectation that that'll linger into the spring or anything like that. I mean, it obviously had a massive impact on Oregon's season. You know, for all the issues with, you know, defending Stanford's running game and, you know, the way Arizona ran the ball too in those two losses. You know, the bottom line is, you know, if Mariota is healthy and Oregon's offense is operating at peak efficiency, you know, that could solve a lot of problems. And, you know, I mean, those games could have easily turned the other direction just based on that. You know, I mentioned earlier some of the red zone issues Oregon had, mm-hmm. and a lot of those cropped up late in the season when Mariota was hurt. And, you know, if you're running the zone read and the defense knows the running back's getting the ball every time, it's a lot easier to defend, you know, inside the 5-yard line than if the quarterback's a threat to keep it and score himself. So, you know, that just, you know, it's hard to overstate the impact that knee injury had on Oregon's season. But, you know, the other side of the coin, you know, perhaps you could argue one of the backups needed to be more ready to come in and run things and replace Mariota. You know, you wouldn't expect that somebody could play quite to his level, but maybe provide more of a run threat. You know, that's second guessing.
Right.
You know, you can do now. But, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, back to the original question, you know, I expect him to be 100% in the spring and you know, right in the thick of the Heisman race going into the 2014 season.
Rob, we are up against the clock. For all of our listeners tonight, tell them quickly where they can go and get a copy of your book. It's titled 100 Things Oregon Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And when spring practice gets underway, we definitely want to have you back and we will delve into the book. Go ahead and tell all of them, Rob.
Yeah, sure. It's available online, you know, Amazon, anywhere online booksellers you go. Unless you're in the state of Oregon, you're probably not going to see it in the store. But, yeah, it's a fun project, a fun overview of the history of Oregon football, you know, kind of weighted toward the last 20, 30 years, which has kind of been the golden age of Oregon Duck football.
Okay, Rob Mosley, the editor of GoDucks.com. Again, the title of the book is 100 Things Oregon Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. He did a great job dissecting and giving us the state of the Oregon Ducks. You're a wonderful guest, Rob. We want you back again real soon. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.